Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is my jam. I love Margot too.
Oh, yeah, I like the other one. Talk about the bottle.
You know who else likes Margot? Do you remember? I know you remember. You have to remember.
Oh.
We were interviewing this legend, and I was like, holy crap, so-and-so celebrity. We both are big fans of Margot Price. And then it turned it into a not about the person we were interviewing, but about their likes about music, and it was kind of a nice little fold of the conversation.
Ah, who the hell was it?
I'll give you, you want their initials?
Yeah, give me the initials.
MF.
Oh.
Michael Flatley.
It was not Michael Flatley of Irish dancing fame.
Damn it.
It was Mrs. Foley's baby boy.
Oh, Mick.
The Micker.
Michael.
Michael Foley.
I remember that day now because that's where I screenshot it. So I screenshot his phone number off the screen and kept it.
Yeah, he loves Margot Price.
He's coming back to town too.
You told me that. I heard Santa Claus as well in less than 6 months now.
Oh my gosh! So
we might have to talk to both of them.
Here comes Mick Foley. Loves Christmas too. Remember that?
He's got a Christmas room.
He's got a Christmas room at his house. He is people like Foley that keep these.
You have a room dedicated. Like, to there's it. That's kind of cool.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I hate to even say this as a good, proud Southerner, but, and I don't mean it in the way you might be thinking about it.
Oh,
when I say a proud Southerner, it means so many things now. Like pride Southerner means another different thing.
Yep. Really does. You got Oh, that was good, Paige.
Jesus.
Nice.
Lord. Oh, wow. No cream in your coffee, huh?
God.
Gosh.
I had a turd for breakfast.
I was about to get creepy. Like
I was going to say it smelled like a arabica bean.
You know the part where Electra tells Clarice that he knows she's wearing Avion skin cream because he can smell it? Yeah. I was about to tell her what was in her breakfast until she said, I had a turd.
I had a turd for breakfast. Did you polish it up real good before?
Yeah, of course.
We said we're going to take phone calls, to you know, and that was the point of that email was that we will always take phone calls. Unless it's like a celebrity interview. And what does that mean? You know, like a guest.
We should take calls during that too and just pot them up.
That's what Mulaney does. I think it's freaking awesome because then you get to hear Sean Penn talk about stuff that you would never like. Is what people don't expect that they expect to hear. So Bret Hart, how'd you get your start in wrestling? We know that most people know it.
The dungeon.
So you ask them off the wall questions. Let's ask Chris in Lenore, Tennessee. Off the wall question. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Paige, how you doing?
I'm a lot better now, thank you.
Yeah, she got that out. She feels a lot better.
Thank you. You little bitch. I didn't say a word. How's it going, goddammit? I'm doing
okay. No, man. You know, maybe. What in the world?
Oh, God.
God, this is the days when I am jealous of those of you that listen to the live stream where you get
put
to hear.
Back on. I'm just like.
Well, we were talking about the three levels of listener or the two levels of listener. Don't hang up on him yet.
No,
he waited on hold for 39 minutes. But we will take phone calls all the time. And, you know, it doesn't have to be.
Does he have splits?
No one. So.
I didn't expect that.
So
is he BIP?
I don't know. I don't want to.
I got to wait a few more seconds.
Yeah, we got to wait for that. So when you listen to the podcast, you would hear our reaction to that. You wouldn't know what happened. If you're listening in your car right now, same thing. But if you're listening live on the live stream on the. Is it Audacity? Is that how you say it?
I think it's Odyssey.
Odyssey.
You do have
Odyssey. I think it's free.
Look, I want to tell the company, here's some fun marketing maybe. Because when people text me about where I work, they spell it with an O.
Oh, yeah.
They really do.
When
I talk to text about my company, it's usually because of my southern language, Odyssey. Odyssey. It's spelled like Odyssey Jones, the wrestler.
Sir, he's going to ask you, like, what are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say? All right, so Chris.
What? No, you don't curse on my phone, Chris.
What do you want?
I want my phone back.
Hey, Chris, hey.
I'm here.
Hey, what's up? What's with the attitude, Chris?
Who are you talking to?
My mother.
Oh, did you take?
I know.
Did you take?
I'm living in Asheville, North Carolina.
But did you call? Who are you calling?
Get my phone back because you don't curse on my phone.
Oh, well, because I live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, well, that makes sense then. No, I don't understand. Like, were you calling Paige a GDB, or were you calling your mom that?
Because I can see.
Well, I live. I love Paige.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
She can't be like that sometimes, though. Let's be honest.
Hey.
Not.
Chris,
what? Can we talk to your mom, Chris?
For sure.
Okay.
Well, don't hang up.
Oh, we won't.
Let's talk to mom.
That's not an excuse to hang up on you. I would have talked to mom.
Huh?
Hey, Chris's mom?
Mom, he wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, let's talk to mom.
He wants to talk to you for a minute. Don't hang up.
We're not.
Are you telling her?
Hi, mom.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. I'm not
this
getting
is where
this.
I don't like pronouns.
This is good. We don't want to hang up
on you. Talk to him.
Hello. Hey, Chris's mom.
Hi.
You don't have to say your real name. I just wanted to kind of check the temperature in the room. Like, are you good and everything right now?
Yeah.
No, I don't like him using my phone and using bad language.
Okay.
Does he do it a lot, though? It sounds like he does it a lot.
And so I'm not going to let him use my phone for a while.
Okay.
We're going to have to cut it off for a while until he gets a job and buys his own phone if he's going to talk that way on the phone.
What if he doesn't do it again? He won't do it again. He'll be good.
You reminded me of my own right now. She's listening to us in heaven right now, Chris's mom.
Oh.
And, I understand that rule. You're good, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm good. I've got the phone back now.
Okay. You sound like a nice lady, and we're sorry to inconvenience you.
Yeah.
Paige, bye.
Thank you.
Hey, yes, ma'am.
Bye, Paige.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. And Chris's mom,
Chris.
Call in again sometime.
Get a job, Chris.
Chris.
You should be out looking for a job today.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Chris.
I'll see you next time.
All right.
Sorry, you Chris. Might not. You keep up that potty mouth.
Wow.
Mom's right. Not going to give you the phone.
Thanks, Paige, and bye-bye.
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 See you next time.
All right.
I don't know what
there?
I did.
He's still there, Chris?
Sure.
Oh, I know what he's doing. He's telling his mom he's hanging up, so she'll leave the room.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll still talk to us.
And then he's going
to,
like, cuss on her phone again. Please don't cuss, Chris.
Don't cuss.
Like, for real, don't cuss.
Don't worry.
Okay. You want to say goodbye and then hang up? Like, we'll do it on the count of three? You ready?
Three. Bye, Paige.
Bye.
Well, you said bye, Paige.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
Let's go goodbye, Paige, and then 1, 2, 3.
Eagle Jet hung up.
Okay, good.
Dude.
Okay, so I want to say, like, I want to say, like, in my heart, like, I wonder what's going on there of, like, I don't know if I'm overthinking it or if I'm thinking it's like a situation where, like, he maybe has to live with mom. And
he went to 0 to 60 just like that, though.
Very, very.
I thought
very.
He was mad at me. I
did. He called you a GDB first, then he called his mom that.
Yeah, because she asked for her phone back because he was cussing on her phone. And that sounded like something my mom would say. But I wouldn't ever scream like that to my
she
mom.
She wouldn't say GDB.
But no, my mom would not.
I feel like he called you both that and just like did it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just.
Then his mom's like, you know what?
We don't that's need enough. To be you give
me
like that.
You, I'm putting you on restrictions now. Like that's what made me think. Like, and if you're still listening, Chris and Mom, like this isn't talking poorly upon you. You know, we're doing like a Zoom call right now, but the video's not working. You know, that's kind of the way to think about it. So we don't know what's going on there, but it sounded like it sounded like three people were there, and it sounded like there was an aggressive male. Yeah. It sounded like a young boy, teenager, and then it sounded like a very disgruntled mom.
He sounded like an older dude to me. Do you think Chris knows he can go out and get a Trump phone for free? He can call us back, and we can just kind of figure out what's going on.
They're Obama phones.
They're Clinton phones, let's be honest. Well, and they're W phones. It's actually the FCC landline.
Like, did Nixon give away free rotary phones to people in the inner cities?
God, probably. There's, you spin, you put your finger in it, spin it around, and you can talk to whoever you want.
George Washington, elect me and I'll give everyone free bullhorns.
You don't want the Nixon phone because that gets you in trouble.
That's
so.
True. No, they're recording. Oh, damn, good, Paige.
Thank you.
We've got a little
deep throat.
Well, do you?
Well, everybody thought it was Pat Buchanan. It was not Pat Buchanan.
God, that boy, that good. I'm glad people on the text kind of agree with that. Like, that was very interesting to listen to.
We just did a good service. We checked in on Mom.
I did feel the need to make, because she sounded very distraught. But like I didn't know if.
Did they call your, my dad was like that sometimes. I can say this because they're both passed away, my dad and my grandma.
They still hear you.
He talked to her like that sometimes.
You know when your mother talks to you, I still kind of have that shame feeling. Like I went, I made a mom unhappy.
Yeah, do you think he realized he blurted it out too quick? It's like, oh my God, what did I just say?
Oh, you heard regret instantly. That's why it was like this roller coaster of like splits.
Plus his mom's got a P1 name now when she calls back in.
P1 Chris's mom.
GDB.
Oh, that's a drug, isn't it?
I think it might be.
Yikes, Paige.
That's a lot.
You know, much like we said about newscasters when it comes to racial insensitivity, we shouldn't even say the initials of bad words. There's some people that aren't in the know that we're going to make sin because they're kind of dull and they're trying to think real hard what GDB stands for.
Now we're going to make a bounce back.
Yeah. All right. We will make a bounce back. we'll do like Big Shun. 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone and text line. You make your choice, but be nice to your mama when you call. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing? Just lick my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing?
If we have any
what you doing,
video music producers out there,
feeding time.
I'll send you this MP3, and then
Otis, where you at?
I will give you some.
There's Otis.
Hey, Paige, boy. What do you call it in the world of movies? B-roll.
Yeah.
I'll send you B-roll of me feeding the farm animals.
Action.
And then I need you. You'd probably be a creator.
Say hey, Laura.
I need you to make a music video to this song.
What you doing? Feeding time.
It's pretty.
It's all real sound effects, too. Like, that's a real turkey sound.
I just need some cutaways of you in action. Like, you know, feeding, handing.
You're not going to video produce it. I mean, I didn't say that in a. I mean, I'm looking for some kind of like person who's a whiz at that. They're probably 15 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12, 13.
Call a 10-year-old.
Yeah, some that can make it just polished. Who was the guy that always do all the black music produced video? He'd always. It was a big deal to get him to produce your music video.
See, that changed over the years. You had the Neptunes in the 90s, and you had Scott Storch after that.
I remember Scott Storch. I can't remember who it was. What happened to what?
I was wondering what he was doing.
Oh, yeah, Queen of the Distractions over here.
I'm sorry.
Queen of the Distractions.
Trying to throw you off your game here.
Well, you're distracting me.
I was wondering.
Oh, because she distracted you first.
What are you distracted about?
My headphones are broken, so.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't say anything, though.
Do I need to talk louder?
No.
Oh.
Please don't.
That's
the old our boy to come here with some needle nose pliers.
Oh, Ned, we'll get him in here. A lot of people are conflicted about. First off, let me say this: yes, those are all real sound effects. I'll prove it to you. Anyway, by the way, here's my pet dinosaur. I've got the audio of that. My pet dinosaur.
You got. Oh, that was good, Paige.
Jeez, that was Paige Belcher. That was Paige Belcher.
Oh, wow.
No cream in your coffee, huh?
God.
Gosh.
Bourbon time.
My God.
That was a Pagesaurus.
Yes. I eat poo, I guess. I don't know.
What is with you talking about that today?
You already brought up a turd, like, for breakfast once.
I thought it was a cigar in your mouth.
What are we doing?
You and your belching. Oh, my God.
Also, you know, I'll be very transparent with you.
So cautious.
Because, you know, there's still, like, I don't want to, like, tiptoe around obvious, but I also don't want to say something I don't know is accurate. But a lot of you feel the same way. Like, that was a very, one of the strangest phone calls we've ever gotten on the show. And it was a just kind of, like, off the wall. Several people thought, like me, there were three people on the phone.
And it was not like that. I don't know what happened.
So, not in any, and I, and the Lord knows. The Lord knows, and that's all that matters. Yeah. But this is not from any kind of poking fun thing. You just literally think about, we live in this world where everybody's FaceTiming and Zooming and blah, blah, blah. But the old phone call where you don't see the other person, but you hear things. Like, I called customer service for Google one time. No lie, when I was doing Google ads, which is a complete waste.
Yeah, you should always do radio.
I called, and I'm talking to a woman I can tell is maybe originally from another land.
Oh,
and
no.
I start to hear tons of cows mooing. And I ain't even at the farm. So it's her cows. So she's working from home for Google, likely in a place where cows are sacred.
This is Google. What do you want today?
Incredible. So I was just in my mind just sitting there going, what is going on this call? Same with that. Is there, can we isolate that? Or you already have?
We got it. We got a little clip for you.
Okay, this is not in a poking kind of way. This is just kind of a reanalyzation of what we just heard.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Paige, how you doing?
I'm a lot better now, thank you.
Yeah, she got that out. She feels a lot better.
Thank you. You little bitch. I didn't say a word. How's it going? Damn it. I'm doing a...
No, hang on, all right, man.
I'm doing
So, I mean, can you do it on like a pause kind of thing where we can?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Just tell me when you want to pause.
I'll. What sound should I make when I want?
Or
to
you
pause?
Just point to me?
Well, people can't hear that though.
They'll hear the pause. You'll have to say pause.
I'll say pause.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Paige, how you doing?
I'm a lot better now, thank you.
Yeah, she got that out. She feels a lot better.
Thank you. You little bitch. I didn't say a word.
Pause.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, that's where the three things come from. You'll hear mom in a minute, but so far we've heard someone say good morning in a very pleasant way.
Yep.
And then very quickly, almost realizing they were not a gentleman to say hello to the lady first. Very quick. Oh, and good morning to you as well, Paige. And then a quick UGDB.
Just a 180.
And then I didn't say anything. Same person talking. I didn't say anything. That's what he literally just said. Yep. And then unpause.
How's it going, damn it? I'm doing all
right. Pause, man. He also just asked himself a question. How are you doing? I'm doing fine.
I'm doing fine.
Well, like, I'm not poking. I'm just wondering. I'm just like...
Maybe nerves got the best of him calling.
That's
him.
Probably what it is. Only for prank calls do I ever call radio shows. And I don't do that anymore.
We are a little sarcastic at times.
Well, certainly, but...
Not me, but you are.
You wouldn't know sarcasm if it was a mole on your butt right now.
Or if they got one of your boobs in a headlock with both arms and almost got around it.
Looking like the cover of the Corsican Twins damn movie poster. Don't you get me.
Eating doo-doo for breakfast.
I was taking up for you.
Thank you.
I was more mad, honestly, that he was calling you the GDB than he was calling his mom the GDB.
I mean, I've earned that title a few times.
No.
She wears it with pride.
A few women have, but you're not one of them.
No.
I seem to think I'm nicer than most. I put up with a lot.
Can I hear it again?
Let's hear it again.
Long as everyone agrees, this is not... Because I'm very particular about this. I quit following Britney Spears on Instagram because I started feeling indifferent, like...
Feeling like I shouldn't be watching that.
Yeah, like I felt like something's up. I shouldn't have access to it. But so I don't want to self-analyze or even say there's something going on that's not. But that was so striking.
Yep.
To me, and I'm not going to be mean about it. I just feel like there's...
Unpause.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Paige, how you doing?
I'm a lot better now, thank you.
Yeah, she got that out. She feels a lot better.
Thank you. You little bitch. I didn't... How's it going, damn it? I'm doing
okay. No, all right, man.
Can I get that on the cab? How you doing, damn it?
That was two questions between two different people.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, was it nerves?
You want some...
Look at that text. Here he goes again. Matt Man's overthinking. It's interesting, though, right? Like...
Yes, it is.
It was... Okay, good. I sometimes feel like I'm on an island sometimes. Not one where Epstein's at.
Oh, yeah.
I meant, like, one where I'm all alone. Yeah,
check the logs.
Me and my volleyball.
Do you know, I'm looking at the text messages, and people want us to call him back.
We don't have...
Yeah, they want more of that
We only
guy.
Screenshoot celebrities' phone numbers.
He's got to get his own phone number. Do you want to hear from another female's point of view?
Yeah.
In this whole situation?
Yeah.
Not just any female.
Edith.
Hey, Edith.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, lady.
How are you?
How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful.
Great.
Hey, can I ask you to turn down that radio? The voice sounds very sexual and genuine and a slight autistic.
Yeah, the pesky radio.
No, it's weird. Nice. If
echo.
They feel like you turned it up, Edith.
I think you did.
I got it turned down.
I don't think you do.
I feel like you're right up at it, like you're right in front of it, maybe.
Are you
in? Across the room.
Yeah. What do you think about Michael? Well, he talked to his mom. He talked to his mom that way, Edith.
No. No, 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 no. Mm-hmm. That's what's wrong with society today, is that the kids overrun the parents and they say things that they shouldn't say to the parents, and they'll regret it when the parents are gone.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
That's a good thing to say.
Amen.
He's living at home still.
I tell you, I found, and I was thinking at some point I would share this, but I was like, I don't want to just bring it up, but this is a point that I'd like to bring. I found a letter that my mother had written to me and never gave to me.
Oh, my
How
gosh.
Old was it, do you know?
Yep.
Fairly, and this is sad, but I could tell by the handwriting it was probably within the last year or so. And she never gave it to me, though. But me and my sister, we were over at the house one day. We found it together. So I was like, I'm glad we found this together. But it said, Matthew, I love it. I'm paraphrasing. Matthew, I love and appreciate you. I want you to know that I don't want to ever be a burden to you and your family.
Oh,
and it
gosh.
Wasn't a woe is me thing. It was really like from the heart. Like, I don't want you to think I'm ever a burden, that you have to stop and do all these things for me. And I was like, I'm glad she didn't ever give it to me in a sense, but I also hated that she thought she ever was. Like, that really is puzzling to me.
Yeah, you don't want to read that, but you already read it.
Yeah. Well, I saved it, too. I put it in a little Lucite little holder. I was a reminder. That's a reminder to every day. If you say, I'll call them tomorrow, I'll do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
You are not guaranteed tomorrow. Edith, over to you.
That's exactly right. You know, I'm thankful, and people need to stop and realize that it's a blessing when you wake up and you open your eyes and you're still alive.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, especially when you're almost 400 pounds.
Oh, bless
I don't
you.
Believe
well,
it.
He's the king, though.
I used to be 440.
What?
No.
Oh, see, this happens every time. Like, we got no time, but you always find out something
Edith,
about
you're
Edith.
Amazing.
Edith. My gosh.
I lost it. I lost every bit of it. I'm down to 180.
What'd you do to lose the weight?
Oh, my God.
I had a bulldog or a boxer bulldog that I walked 3 miles a day every day for 6 months, and I lost all the weight.
Good for you.
So you got to change the diet, too, right? Like stuff you could
keep. Nope. I didn't change anything that I ate or how I ate.
So was it the truck? Because you, for those that don't know, you've told us you were a truck, I need to say female truck driver. Why? You were a truck driver for many, many years, and you know the old jokes about a truck driver's ass, you know, is I mean, it makes you probably eat poor food choices, and also you're not very active because you're unless you got to feel and do your own truck.
Yeah.
Most of you, the big haulers, you don't. But you think that attributed to the gaining of weight?
Oh, that and just. You're on the road, you're lonely, and you eat out of loneliness. Yeah.
Are you a tall woman, by chance?
I used to be 5'10 and a half. Now I'm down to 5'8 because of the 13 back surgeries. But
oh, bless you.
Gee, 13?
You've been through it, huh?
Can you do any kind of weird oral stuff now since you've had so many vertebrae removed?
No.
Okay, well, I know what happens when you take a couple ribs out.
I see what you're saying.
Well,
I was the first recipient in Chattanooga to receive the bone growth cement into my spine. And
what, you're like part plant?
No, it's I'm part cement, I guess.
Does it feel better?
Part cement.
Does it feel better?
I'm not supposed to be walking. It's by the grace of God that I walk every day.
Bless. I'm
I don't
so
want
blessed.
To walk, but I have to.
Is that bulldog still with you?
No. No. I was taking care of it for a friend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I have a boxer.
Yeah, now
good dogs.
I've got six fur babies that live with me. So.
Yeah, that bulldog saved your life.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. Like, somebody needed you to help them with their dog, and they ended up helping you lose, like, 200-plus pounds. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy the rights to your book.
I know.
How I lost 250 pounds by walking a friend's dog, and...
How the hell did you do the math that fast?
Well, I don't know. I really couldn't. I couldn't say. I know that I did it for 6 months and had it on the calendar.
Wow.
And I know I walked 3 miles a day, three times a day. Excuse me. I didn't let y'all know. It was three times a day that I took him for a walk.
9 miles
That doggy
a day?
Loved so, you.
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, I bet you, I'm That's not horrible. Being a sexually aggressive right now, but I bet them thighs are real nice, right?
Got some good looking legs.
The legs, yes, I will agree on that.
See, that's my problem. I do a lot of hiking and walking and stuff, but my damn arms suck.
The
underhang, I hate it.
You got the wings.
I got muscles when I flex it, but it's the underhang. It's like another bicep hangs down.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, you're flying away.
I got to start flapping my wings when I run. Oh, that's exactly what it is, Edith.
Meat flaps.
You're gross, Paige. Edith, I'm sorry Paige said something sexually aggressive. You're always entertaining and fun. You should call all the time, okay?
I try to. Paige, can I talk to you off the radio?
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Oh, Paige. She's going to actually ask you if she can come walk your dog now.
Oh, they would
keep
love
the weight
it.
Off.
They would so love it.
Yeah. Now, for those of you from, where is it you don't like, Fatboy Norris?
Yeah, I like Margaret's, though.
For those of you in North South Carolina, before you go and buy all the Dunkin' Yo-Yos, she's not losing all the weight by doing yo-yo tricks,
no.
Walking the dog.
Oh, that's
She's
hard
physically
to do.
Walking a dog.
I've never been able to do that.
I'll shout out Margaret's and Rollins Tile. I like those two. The rest of Norris, y'all can piss off.
Okay, the rest of you can go somewhere else.
Yeah, go to hell. Go to somewhere else.
Oh, we don't say go to hell anymore. No, we say go somewhere else. Paige?
Yes.
Because it's offensive to people who don't believe in hell.
Yeah, it
to
really
tell them
is.
To go to hell. Or some people say it's a tar pit.
Trying to cover everybody here.
Well, you got to put your Christian beliefs on me when you tell me to go to hell. What are you working on in the pledge?
Well, you wouldn't believe what this guy did for a living and what he did to his coworker. We'll talk about that next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Oh, Lord.
Whew. I don't even know what to guess.
Listen live and see if we play Paige's phone call with Edith off the air, on the air. Some sexy talk. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news.
We thought we would.
It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
That's what's really going to screw some people up. If we don't always do news at 6:02, the second segment of the 6 o'clock hour, people don't hear a hello. They're going to be like, wait a minute. That's my rally. I know.
Like how we just figured out why the Hulk got so mad.
Well, it was an interesting point. I asked someone did me a favor, and I was like, hey, I'd like to bring you some beard products. They're like, well, I don't have a beard. I was like, well, who's your favorite ball team? I don't like sports. All right, Marvel character. Incredible
Nailed
Hulk.
It.
And then I was like, my grandson loves there's an alternate universe called Spidey and Friends where they're like – they basically shape like Funko pop vinyls.
Yeah. Those are cute.
And they're always like chummy. It's like Mickey Mouse Playhouse. So at Comic-Con, I think Rob Young actually gave me this card. It's not significantly expensive, and that's not a down put either. I'm just saying I don't get free stuff out the wazoo.
Uh-oh.
But
not anymore.
I gave it to my grandson. He's like, he doesn't talk like a caveman, but kind of. He's like, why Hulk so mad? And I'm like, what?
And we tried to figure it out.
And then I was
what happened in his life?
Think about it. Why is Hulk so mad?
That's a good question.
Break it down.
He's mad because when he got bigger into the Hulk, his gimmick was the same size.
Yeah.
He's and green.
His gimmick never got bigger. That's why
it
he got
didn't grow with him.
Of course, yeah. Paige tuned into that part of the conversation.
Yeah, that's when she popped up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also probably slightly pissed that he's got to hitchhike to another town and buy a new set of clothes.
Yeah, because I was going to say,
why not buy a couple sizes up every outfit? Professor Banner.
Yeah. Buy a dry fish.
You're a scientist, but you don't know how to plan ahead with your damn fashion.
He doesn't
keep some sweatpants on. I bet those would expand with you. Leggings like women wear. I've seen 200-pound women's getting 110-pound leggings.
Women as big as Edith used to be wearing leggings.
440 pounds.
You got to start somewhere.
She walked the dog for 9 miles.
That's amazing.
I want to read the book.
I know. All right, so we
listen to the book.
We got to talk about this guy.
Yeah.
What did he do for a living, and what did he do to his coworker?
I'm gonna say he managed a grocery store
to make
store.
Him lose his job. No.
What did he do to his manager to make him lose his job?
Well, his coworker.
Or his coworker. I would say that he probably farted into their microphone when they were late to work and secretly knew it for the entire show but never said anything until about an hour and 52 minutes later.
Uh-huh.
Nice. But I don't know if that's fireable. I hope not.
I think it should be an offense.
No, I didn't fart in your microphone.
I left the room for like 10 minutes.
That's why I keep getting...
It don't take me that long.
That's why I keep getting pink eye.
Keep getting it.
You get stank out of it.
I'm going to say he stuck his tongue where the sun don't shine.
I'll go with that one.
Where the good Lord split him?
Wrong. That was my buzzer. It kind of sucked. I'm sorry. Okay, so this guy was a cop. And thank you for that. This guy
burped.
Was a cop in England. Was, because he lost his job.
He's a bobby.
In England, he told a female coworker to pull his finger.
Wow.
And she refused.
You know what? I don't doubt that's a fireable offense.
So what happened?
He pulled his own finger.
So he spun around and farted in her face.
No, that's too far. I'll do it on your person, like, you know, they'll pop my back thing or whatever. Like, I'll do it. But in your face, it's like you tried to spit in my face, but you had dry mouth, essentially, and very bad breath.
Yeah, that's...
Like my pet dinosaur.
Well,
the Pegasaurus.
The coworker says she knew what he was planning to do when he asked to pull his finger. You know, we know it's coming. So she told him to go away, but then he spun around and stood on his toes, farted in her face.
Oh, twinkle toes.
From less than 6 inches away and laughed.
Damn.
You made it sound like it was like a Mortal Kombat move.
Like he's Fred around. Flintstone bowling. He's just walking over there on his tiptoes and...
Just blasting it. If he had one like I had earlier...
Hey, Bon, I got gas.
Was it noisy? Bon. Gurgling.
It was like loud, like, you know, like a haunted house door.
Oh, creaky
slowly
door.
Up. Oh, yeah.
Jinkies.
Tinkies.
Hey, Fred, did you fight Fred?
It's Stinkies in here.
Stinkies.
What smells so bad, Fred?
It smells like a brontosaurus turd.
This happened.
Do you have some? I'd like to eat that.
That's a breakfast.
Back in 2021, and the disciplinary thing hasn't even been resolved, so he's still trying to work it out. And the review board decided it qualifies as, quote, gross misconduct.
You know, Fred drank and smoked back in the day. His farts were...
Dude, they did Winston cigarette ads, the Flintstones, and they also did... I want to say it was Schlitz, but I don't think it was Schlitz. It was one of the... Or Stroh's or somebody like that. It like on, and it was also a lot of people don't know this. I'm a nerd, but speaking of that, what's up, Chris Evans?
What's up?
The,
Captain Odyssey.
Captain Odyssey. It was a show that came on in like prime time. It was literally for adults. Like it was like Family Guy. It was not for kids.
Oh, dang it! What was it?
It's Flintstones. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were talking. Okay.
Yeah, Flintstones. It came on like 7 o'clock hour. It was for like it was the Honeymooners animated.
Yeah, it was rough for until they changed it. You know, for kids.
Well, dude, there's
here comes the wet one, Brian.
I'm not even kidding. I didn't believe it until I looked it up on YouTube, which sounds like an old person thing to say. It does. Like, I searched it on YouTube. I don't know. But there's an episode of Popeye where he eats so much. I'm not kidding you. I'll find it in my history and zip it out on social. He eats so much spinach and starts kicking everybody's ass that he ends up hitting Olive and giving her a black eye.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and it took it off. The company that owns it, it's like King Syndication or something, and they've like wiped it from their archives, much mm-hmm. like Vince McMahon's been done in WWE. and so it's completely gone, but you can find it on YouTube. And I'm like, God.
Imagine that.
I'm having a mistake. Come here.
Right in the face.
Oh, yeah, she.
Oh, Barn, it's gonna be wet. Stink, Barn.
Oh, Fred, I think I tasted it. Look at it in my mouth, Fred.
It was such a. Like, did Jackie Gleason and Ed. Not Ed Norton, damn it. Art Carney.
Ed Norton.
Art Carney. Did they sit there and say, you sons of bitches that Hanna-Barbera, you literally stole our show and animated it. Mm-hmm. It made it, it's like, what can we make different about it? It's not the 50s in New York. What if it's 20,000 BC? And they work at a slave court.
Now, how's it going to shave,
now that
though?
I think about it, it sure is.
The Flintstones.
I know. I love
and
that.
And we'll talk about your favorite episode next. You do a good both of them. Like, yeah, rare is the person who can do both roles. What was you do a good, I do a good.
It's hard not to do it dirty.
I do a good Yogi Bear, and you do the good boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
No, that's me. I say, hey, boo-boo. That's the only thing I can say it.
Spickerneck basket.
All I can say is Barney is, Hey, Fred.
Tastes bad, Fred.
How about another Stroh's, Fred? I can't, Bond. I'm having a Marlboro.
Bond.
Or Winston, whatever it was.
Oh, it's going to stink, Bond. I feel it hot coming out already.
Paige is going to burp again. She had a brontosaurus turd biscuit for breakfast.
Open your mouth, Bond. Here comes a hot fart.
Oh, Fred. That's so dummy.
So I turned him into like some BDSM.
Oh my
like,
God. Just
the slate quarry would be the Trump quarry.
What's the safe word, Bond?
Hoarder.
Hey, Bond, do you have any bees? I need some to put in this clamshell so I can shave.
I got a couple right here, Fred.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.